Okay, so this is gonna be a rather hard recording for me to do, especially since it hits very, very close to home, because this is basically what could have happened to me and what did happen to others, and also taking into account that during the investigation, I had seen so many photos, of murder victims, and I heard so many stories in such graphic detail that I honestly don't think I'll ever be able to forget them. It's basically a permanent scar in my mind. And I suppose also taking into account all the stories that Cecilia told me when I was still friends with her about how she had killed people in the past before I had known her. Only to have done that to other people after I had left, and well, during my friendship with her as well. And honestly, I think even when Cecilia had told me about the murder she had committed, I have a very strong imagination, but my imagination in itself couldn't even reach as far as what Cecilia ultimately did at the end of the day. When I saw the photos and when I was told about what happened to other murder victims, my imagination is not even 1% that sadistic and twisted. And in all honesty, right now, I don't even know what I want to say or what I want to relate, except to let people know that the reality that everyone who is in hiding from Cecilia, everyone who knew her, the reality of fearing for our lives is so real. It is so terrifying. And I know for me, I have disconnected from that reality, although I am getting a lot closer to realizing it. And that fear that's starting to set in, it's overwhelming. I don't even have words to explain it, especially since I basically know how Cecilia would kill me, or rather, should I say, how she would have someone else kill me, because she never got her hands dirty. But now I want to talk about this one young boy who Cecilia killed. And as far as I know, he wasn't listed amongst the other murder victims during the trial and the sentencing. I mean, with a count of over 40 murders and only 11 mentioned, there are a lot of names that were not on the list during the trial. And I don't recall his name or his murder being mentioned at all. But also, in all honesty, I didn't follow the trial to such extensive detail because by that point it was too overwhelming for me, and I had already heard all the graphic details for every murder. And also watching families of victims and relatives when they spoke about their loved ones who had been killed, it was too much for me. I couldn't handle it. So I basically, to be honest, I avoided watching the videos that were taken during the sentencing. It was too much. Honestly, don't even know how to relate how I felt and how I still do feel. But back to this boy that I want to talk about. Now, I'm not going to mention his name, nor his mother's name, because I had never met this boy, as far as I recall. I mean, I had met a lot of people up until the end of my friendship with Cecilia, but I don't ever recall seeing him. But also, he would have been extremely young during the time I was friends with Cecilia. And unfortunately, I do remember his mother. So this is somewhat even closer to home because I knew her. Not too much or too extensively, but I had met her on several occasions. And with each of these occasions, it was because Cecilia was friends with this woman, And this every scenario was Cecilia happily talking to this woman about everyday life, basically. This woman, as far as I knew, didn't have any idea of all these false scenarios or false stories that Cecilia was trying to get so many people to believe. She was someone who was in a very close proximity to where Cecilia lived. And Cecilia, as far as I know, saw this woman often. And I'm sure this woman at that time point deemed Cecilia as a friend, someone who she could trust, someone who she could talk to, relate to, about a lot of things. She was a friend. And I honestly don't think she expected to have this friend become the person who ultimately tried to destroy her son's life and then did destroy her son's life at the end of it all. Now, during the investigation, when I was made aware of his murder, as far as calculations in my mind goes, this boy must have been around the age of Cecilia's son's age. And so that would have basically been the age when I met Cecilia. Her son was exceptionally young. And so if I had seen this boy, which is more than likely the case, I probably did see this little boy on several occasions. He was exceptionally young. But as the years went by, I mean, with his mother being friends with Cecilia, he obviously grew up knowing Cecilia, grew up thinking she was someone he could trust, someone he could talk to. She was a friend. And somewhere along the line, Cecilia started basically teaching him, or trying to teach him, satanic or occult practices. I don't know to what extent. And this is this boy that I'm talking about. He was not involved in the samurai sword killings. This was a completely different scenario altogether. But Cecilia was trying to groom him in satanic practices, in occult ways. And I don't know to what degree that she was trying to train him. But I can tell you that it must have been quite extensive, or disturbing enough at least, because this boy ultimately desperately wanted to leave. He didn't want to know anything about this anymore. He just wanted to stop. He wanted to get out of it. And as far as I know, he was not making threats to expose Cecilia. He was not wanting to up and run in fear for his life. He just merely wanted to stop learning occult practices, satanic practices. He just wanted to go on with his normal everyday life. So he technically would not have been a threat to Cecilia. But from what I had learned during the friendship and all these years later that I had and know of Cecilia, even if you're not a threat, if she sees you do something that she is not approving of, or if you were part of a plan that she had for you and now it's all come tumbling down because you're no longer going with the flow of what she's telling you to do, or if you just basically displease her in any way, she will kill you. She will go for your life. And this is what happened with this boy. He just merely wanted to get out of learning satanic practices. And while I'm recording this, part of me is wondering if Cecilia was potentially trying to groom him to also do her bidding, just like Miranda and LaRue and Marcel. She was more than likely aiming to use him at the end of the day to carry out all of her sadistic ways and things that she wanted to do. And I don't know if he knew about this. Part of me thinks I highly doubt it. But maybe. I mean, I could be wrong. I hadn't been around Cecilia for quite a long time when this boy was old enough to basically start learning these things, or started learning these things from Cecilia. All I do know is that he wanted out. He wanted to stop learning all these methods and teachings, and he wanted to just carry on with life. And Cecilia would not have that. And as far as I know, there was a to and fro, basically, with her trying to get him to still carry on. But it didn't last very long, because she ultimately killed him. Now, I don't know if Cecilia herself did it, or if she got Mirinda to do it, or someone else at this point, because she used Hitman, she used various other people. But at the end of the day, she still orchestrated his murder, because all he wanted to do was, well, stop doing what Cecilia wanted him to do, if you want to cut to the chase. Even though this boy wasn't even murdering people and stealing things and carrying out any crimes, he just wanted to stop learning. And the way in which Cecilia had him murdered was absolutely gruesome. The photo that I will post on my website is a very sensitive photo. And it's only one portion of what his body looked like. But I think from that photo you can gather what the rest of him would have looked like. It was... I feel sick and all sorts of things just thinking about that photo. It's... there are no words. It is so unbelievably heartbreaking. And the worst part is, I know his mother would have seen these photos. And I don't know if she would have been the one to have found his body, to have actually seen her son's body like this in person. I really hope not. Because the photos themselves were bad enough. But this poor boy was basically sliced to pieces, in a pool of blood. His life was taken in such a sick, sadistic, twisted way, all because he didn't want to carry on learning things from Cecilia. That's all that was required in order for Cecilia to murder someone or have someone murdered, just because he didn't do what she wanted, no matter what it was. So, taking into account this scenario, which is a seemingly nothing scenario that this boy was in, with wanting to leave, wanting to stop learning, can you imagine now how the people who are in hiding, how they are fearing for their lives because they know things? And most of them wanted to expose Cecilia, as far as I know. I mean, I had already related that Cecilia had killed my friend soon after I had left. He wanted to expose her. So anybody, and even if you weren't a threat, even if you didn't threaten to expose Cecilia, or she didn't even think that you would expose her, whether you had plans to or not, even if you just didn't do what she wanted you to do, for any reason, your life was on the line. And this boy, he had no means of escaping. As far as I know, he lived with his mother. I could be wrong, but I think he lived with his mother still at that time point. And they lived very close to where Cecilia was. I'm not going to mention where. But I don't think this boy even realized his life was at stake, just because he wanted to stop learning.